episode number 20. Today is the 15th of February 2021, and I'm your host, Jared. Thanks for joining us. We're talking today about disc jockey. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. The disc jockey originally referred to records, but today DJ is used as an all-encompassing term to describe someone who mixes recorded music from a variety of sources, including records stored on a USB stick or laptop. DJ software can be used with a DJ controller device to mix audio files on the computer instead of at the mixing desk. DJs can also use a microphone to talk to the audience, and effects devices such as reverb are created. A disc jockey, DJ or announcer is an entertainer who works for a radio or television station and works as part of an entertainment team at events such as weddings and parties. DJs also perform at festivals, concerts and other public events in the United States and abroad. If you want to work for a TV or radio station, formal training such as a bachelor's degree is required. Over 50% of respondents do not have a bachelor's degree, while 10% have an associate's degree or college degree but have not yet completed their degree. The majority of them have earned at least part-time jobs in the air transport sector, regularly attend various club events and can keep up with current musical trends. Radio DJs often do internships or side jobs at radio stations to get to know the people who make decisions about broadcast talent, such as producers and producers. A number of disc jockeys eventually make contacts in the record industry and spend considerable time scanning emerging bands for new talent. The mythology of rockin' roll is full of stories of unknown performers who became stars because of the radio processors who broke records for their audiences. Disc jockey played much more than records. They found that repeated playback of a record can make it a hit. They became friends and advisors to the stars, led bands, promoted tours and public appearances, acted as master of ceremonies for rock shows and found their way into the hearts and minds of fans. These names would be on an equal footing with the likes of Elvis Presley, John Lennon, George Harrison and the Rolling Stones in the history of rockin' roll. The ability of the performers to create a seamless and extended music mix in a dance party or club atmosphere developed from the fact that radio presenters presented and played individual excerpts of the recorded music during a broadcast on a radio station. Turntables, also called battle DJs, used turntables and DJ mixing desks to manipulate recorded sounds and produce new music. In 1947, radio DJ Jimmy Savile launched the world's first DJ dance party by playing jazz records on his radio station. From 1947 to 1958 he became a radio DJ at Radio Luxembourg and claimed to be the first DJ to use twin rotary discs for continuous playing. DJs performed in the USA, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Japan, the Netherlands and Australia. DJs who create popular club hits and occasionally chat between songs or extend the titles at the beginning or end of a song. He specializes in performing in various genres such as hip-hop, house, techno, reggae, trance, dubstep, dancehall and techno and has performed in the USA, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Japan and Australia. A radio disc jockey must be able to rotate a message or a hot new song within a certain period of time, such as 30 seconds or less. A song must fill in a certain time period and the commercial must be aired within that particular block. A disc jockey must be able to coordinate games when time and audience constraints are in place, and to coordinate the game within the time constraints of the air. Most event disc jockeys are also responsible for providing and transporting a large number of different devices such as sound systems and for transmitting them. Some disc jockeys can also work as master of ceremonies or as radio producers. One of the most difficult aspects of working with other people is the morning and afternoon commute and the late night. Discotheques, on the other hand, usually work late into the night, and some disc jockey clubs have to take care of other people's schedules. The demands on disc jockeys' jobs vary depending on the industry they are in, but almost all share a few common responsibilities. A disc jockey, usually referred to as a DJ, is a person who plays recorded music in front of a live audience. They are usually responsible for the music that is played at a given time, and they are usually responsible for presenting the music to the audience and promoting that music. This is also happening in the United States, Canada, Europe, Australia, New Zealand and other parts of the world. It is also known as National Disc Jockey Day, and it was not until 25 years later that the term disc jockey was coined by radio commentator Walter Winchell. The first record was made by a 16-year-old boy named Ray Newby, before the word disc jockeys even existed. This is all for today, guys. My name is Jared and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Backquote and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.